Amen. All right, check this out. There was this trial going on in this small southern town, and the prosecuting attorney called his first witness up to the stand, and it just happened to be this elderly, grandmotherly lady, and she slowly proceeded to make her way up there to the stand. And so the attorney, he approached her, and he said, "Hey, Mrs. Jones, do you know me?" And she says, "Yeah. Yeah, I know you, Mr. Williams. In fact, I've known you since you were a little boy. And frankly, you've been a big disappointment to me. You lie, you cheat on your wife, you manipulate people and talk about them behind their backs, and you think you're this big shot when you haven't had the brains to realize you'll never amount to anything more than just a two-bit paper pusher. And yeah, I know you all right." Well, the lawyer, he's stunned, and he doesn't even know what else to do. So he just quickly points across to the room and says, "Okay, Mrs. Jones, do you know the defense attorney?" And again, she pipes in, "Oh, yeah, I know him, too. Yeah, I've known Mr. Bradley since he was a youngster, too. And he's lazy, he's bigoted, he's got a drinking problem. He can't build a normal relationship with anyone, and his law practice is one of the worst in the entire state. Not to mention, he cheated on his wife 3 different times with 3 different women, and one of them was your wife. Yeah, I know him." The defense attorney, he nearly died. But then all of a sudden, the judge, he hurriedly asked both counselors to quickly approach the bench. And very quietly, he leaned over and said, "If either of you idiots ask her if she knows me, I'll send you both to the electric chair." You know, bad reputations have a way of being found out, do they not? You know, it could be an elderly grandmother or just what have you. It's going to catch up to you eventually, okay? And folks, believe it or not, as bad as those reputations were with those lawyers and apparently even the judge, okay, I think I found a reputation that's coming out that's, I'd say even worse than that. And folks, that reputation is from churches, at least those who profess to be churches, and Christians who say, "Hey, we love you. Oh, we're so concerned about you. We're here for you." But they never teach on prophecy ever once. Why is that a bad reputation? Because folks, people need to hear about the 7-year tribulation and be warned about it in love. Why? Because it's not a joke. The Bible says it is an outpouring of God's wrath on this planet for 7 years nonstop. Jesus said it's the worst time in the history of mankind, so horrible that unless God kept it, in essence, to just the 7 years, the entire human race would be destroyed. How many of you guys would say if you love somebody, at least let them know? They may still reject it. They may still, "Hey, you're a wacko," but at least let them know. That's what a loving Christian is supposed to do. And that's what God does. He's not just a God of wrath. He's a God of love as well. And folks, he's been letting us know about this event, this horrible event, the worst time in the history of mankind, for 2,000 plus years, right here in the Bible. Okay? And that's why we're going to continue to be faithful Christians, and we're going to continue our study, the final countdown, tribulation rising, right? We've already seen the first 2 signs that the 7-year tribulation is getting close. We don't know the exact day. We don't know the hour. And again, I think I know God's wisdom, because we would goof off if he told us, right to the very end. But he gives us signs that it's getting close. And of course, the rapture happens prior to the 7-year tribulation. So that should be exciting news for you and I, right? But the first time we dealt with 20 weeks was the Jewish people and the Antichrist. And then the last 13 times we saw the second sign was modern technology and the AI invasion. Now, so far we've seen the first 6 future prophecies concerning the rise of modern technology, Lord willing, eventually artificial intelligence, letting us know we are, like it, lump it, leave it or not, you're living in the last days. And again, that shouldn't concern you, meaning cause fear if you're a Christian. Now, if you're not, it should. And you need to get saved right now. Don't make that big mistake. But we've seen those signs with technology were the increase of travel. We saw the increase of communication. Then we saw the increase of distribution. The increase of electronic transactions, a cashless society, which of course leads to the increase of electronic markings, i.e. the mark of the beast system. And then the last 5 times we saw the increase of electronic monitoring. In other words, the fulfillment of Revelation 13, where it clearly says on a global basis, if you can believe that, that the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to apparently have the ability to micromanage the planet. Not only know what people are saying and doing, but they will know their exact location, because they will give out orders to have them killed if they don't do what they tell them to do, i.e. worship the Antichrist. Folks, that system is not coming. That big brother surveillance system is already here. And we've seen that already in a multitude of ways. Of course, the first was the information system. The second was the satellite system, the big brother eye in the sky. And the third one we saw was the camera system with the big brother eye on the ground. And we saw that cameras and microphones are being put in places in secret, behind the scenes, very deceptively so, just like the Antichrist characteristics the Bible mentions, okay, that are really monitoring everything we do. Okay, we saw that in cities and streets and buildings and transportation systems, the billboards. Remember the Minority Report? It's happening right now. Body cams. And last times, that's right, the cell phone. How many of you guys went home and you're, how do you get that flashlight lamp off? How do you get it off? How do you get it off? How do you get it off? Yeah, I saw your faces. You were freaking out, right? Okay, but we saw, folks, believe it or not, the cell phone, man, what is it? It is the, I'm convinced personally, just in time for the 7-year tribulation, it is the biggest big brother monitoring surveillance device ever invented in the history of mankind. It's recently happened in our lifetime, and it gives them the ability to do everything that's needed in Revelation 13. Because the cell phone is listening, it is watching, it is tracking you, it can pinpoint your exact thing, and it's smart, all right. It's smart of them to get them to not only have one of these on our person that allows them to do us, but we pay for it. We pay for the privilege of being monitored like a rat on a global basis. Folks, that's technology that's not coming. It's already here and we take it for granted. I believe that's exactly what's needed to fulfill these passages in the 7-year tribulation. Unfortunately, that's not all. The seventh place that they are installing these Big Brother cameras on the ground is in our homes. I mean, on a massive scale. And Lord willing, we're going to deal with this in the next two studies. There's so much going on with the home, okay? And this, to me, is a very important thing that you need to warn people about. Because, unfortunately, there are still people out there, even after all this information we've gone. What's the whole point we're saying? If you're not a Christian, you need to get saved. And if you're not a Christian, would you stop thinking that somehow you're going to escape this system, you're going to buy this piece of property, this bug-out shelter, and you're going to haul up and hide away, nobody can find? No, they're going to know everything about you. You get nowhere. Your only way of escape is through Jesus. That's the point. But still, people rebel. Oh, no. And I want to hopefully pull the rug out on this last one that they might be saying. They'll say, okay, fine, I'll avoid the cities and the streets, and I won't be around in public. And you know what? I'm even going to throw away my cell phone. You know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to spend my time on. I'm just going to make sure that my home is the most incredible bug-out shelter. Nobody will find me. I'm safe. Really? You really think the Antichrist hasn't thought about that one? In fact, you really need to read the Bible, because Jesus specifically, of all places, and there is no secret hidden Greek, is plain as day. He says it not once but twice. Jesus said, not even your house will be a safe place in the 7-year tribulation. I didn't say it. He did. Open your Bibles to Matthew 24 is our opening text. Matthew 24, verses 15 through 22, right? Let's take a look at what's going on here. Matthew 24, of course, this is not dealing with the church. This is the time frame of the 7-year tribulation. And Jesus begins to go down after the disciples ask him the question, what's the sign of your coming? They're talking about not the rapture. They're talking about his second coming, which happens at the end of the 7-year tribulation. So he begins to go through a chronological order of events that are going to transpire during that final week of Daniel's 70th week prophecy, the 70 week prophecy. So that with the 7-year tribulation. So what we're going to pick up is at the midway point. The midway point, Jesus, before this text, deals with the first half. Now we're at the midway point moving forward, but notice what he says you should not do. Okay? But let's take a look. Matthew 24, as we stand and read God's holy word. Jesus speaking, he says, so here it is, the midway point. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. In fact, Jesus says, let no one on the roof of his what? House go down to take anything out of the what? House. In fact, let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. Why? Well, how dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. In fact, Jesus said, pray that your flight will not take place in the winter or on the Sabbath. Here's another clue that this is not dealing with Christians. Do we worship on the Sabbath? No, you're talking about the Jewish people here, okay? For then, Jesus said, there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. In fact, here it is, I say it every time. If those days, Jesus said, had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. You may be seated. But again, what we see here contextually is starting at the halfway point of the 7-year tribulation. Jesus certainly gives direction for those people who unfortunately made the mistake of rejecting him as the one and only Messiah and getting saved today, because that's your way you can avoid the whole thing. But he says, unfortunately, including with the Jewish remnant he's speaking about here, if you find yourself in the 7-year tribulation, you make it to this halfway point, which, by the way, is going to be a feat in itself. As we saw before, just in the first half, 1/4 of the earth is going to be annihilated in the sealed judgments. If that were to happen today, that's about not 2 million, that's about 2 billion people will be annihilated. Just in the first half. And so now you come to this middleway point, and this midway point is the classic passage we've seen several times before. And this is where Jesus says, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, what's he talking about? When the Antichrist goes up into the rebuilt Jewish temple and declares himself to be God. That's the midway point. Oh, by the way, we dealt with 20 weeks on the Jewish people and the Antichrist. Did you read in the news this week what they did? They not only have red heifers in existence, which we saw in our study was a big deal, because you need the ashes of a red heifer, right, in order to have the purification ability for the temple, right? And without the ashes of that, it ain't going to happen. But they not only have one, but they have two in existence. But this week, they went ahead and burned, not a red heifer, they got them, but they were doing a test. They went ahead and burned a heifer just to make sure that they would have enough, they're experimenting, to have enough ashes to purify all the Jewish people. That was just this week. But we already dealt with that kind of stuff. But this is at that midway point where the Antichrist and the false prophet, he goes up into the temple, he declares himself to be God. Okay? Now, of course, does everybody do that? Does everybody obey? Absolutely not. And certainly not the Jewish people. This is when their blindness comes off that Paul talks about in Revelation chapter 11. They go, oh boy, we've been duped. Man, remember, because what starts the 7-year tribulation? They make a peace treaty, Daniel 9:27, with the Antichrist. They think he's the guy. He's the one, that's the savior. He's going to rescue them, and he can do politically what nobody else can do. And it seems like it's working that way. They even are able to apparently build their temple again. And here we are at the halfway point, and all of a sudden he, worship me, I'm God. Well, they're not going to do it, right? Now, this is why Jesus says, if that's you at that time frame, you better run. In fact, you better flee real fast. Because at this point, the Antichrist's true colors come out, and he's just like Satan. He's not just a liar and the father of all lies. He's a murderer, and he's been one from the beginning. He's going to come out and slaughter anybody who doesn't worship him, including the Jewish people. Okay, that's why Jesus says your only option is to flee, is to run. Chop, chop, get out of there, quick, fast, now. Don't go back to your house. Don't go back to your business. Don't go back to that field. If you forgot something, including your cell phone, drop it, forget it. Don't go back. Run. Why? Because as we saw before, this is going to be a horrible time of slaughter, even specifically for the Jewish people, right? And that's what we saw before in Zechariah 13, verses 8 through 9. In the whole land, declares the Lord, how many? 2/3, the context of the Jewish people, will be struck down and perish. Yet 1/3 will be left in it. Okay, as we saw before in Revelation 12, 1/3, God always has a remnant. He's not done with the Jewish people. 1/3 will be sovereignly protected by the archangel Michael, Revelation 12. Right? Now, this third, God says, I will bring into the fire. I'll refine them like silver. I'm going to test them like gold. They will call on my name, and I will answer them, and I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is our God. So again, this is kind of a good news, bad news text for the Jewish people. Finally they wake up, the scales are done, the blindness is off, the hardness of heart, and they see that Jesus is the Messiah. That's the good news. Yay! But it comes at such a horrible price. The scripture, as we saw before, tells us another second Holocaust is coming upon the Jewish people. This next one isn't going to be from Hitler. It's going to be from the Antichrist, okay? But again, this passage, Jesus tells us for those people, okay, who are left behind, certainly the Jewish remnant he's talking about in this text there, that during this time when the Antichrist at the halfway point, man, when he does this abomination desolation, your only option is to flee. Don't hesitate. And certainly don't go back to your house, right? He tells them not only what they shouldn't do, okay? He tells them, here's what you need to do. Just run, just get out of there, okay? Now, and the reason why I bring this up, because again, you might have heard some of the people out there. All right, you crazy Christians, you're a bunch of wackos. I don't need to get saved, right? I don't need Jesus. All right, and I get you with all this technology. Okay, so yeah, maybe they're monitoring in the streets and the satellites and in any public arena. And again, I'm just going to get rid of my cell phone. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it underneath my house. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to build this hole right down there and they'll never find me. What did Jesus just say? No, not even your house is going to be safe. Now, first of all, you made the biggest mistake of rejecting him like the Jewish remnant. Okay. And you should have gotten saved right now and you could avoid the whole thing. But no, no, you're the ultimate survivor. You don't need Jesus, and you think that your house is going to be saved. Jesus says, absolutely not. And I want to demonstrate that to you today. The technology that's not coming, it's already here. Your home is already bugged on a massive scale. And this today is just the first part. Now, we've already seen in the past studies that they have radar guns that can peer through concrete walls. So that means they can see if you're trying to hide behind any building, even a so-called concrete bunker, including your house. They also have the same type of equipment that is on satellites in orbit that are peering down and can see through, also with drones that are in the sky. But I'm going to skip over all that. And I just want to hone in on this first aspect. You thought the cell phone was bad? You ain't seen nothing yet. Because the second way they're monitoring us, even in our homes, is with the computer. Huh? You see, not only does everybody apparently have to have a cell phone, what's the other thing that we've just got to have? At least one! You got to have a computer. And typically, where are those computers? At home. You see, not only is the cell phones we saw last week is apparently great for tracking us and watching us and listening to us and building these databases on us, but folks, believe it or not, whether you realize it or not, so is the computer. Okay, and again, well, what is a cell phone? That's all a cell phone is. A cell phone is just a sophisticated computer. It's just on a smaller scale. So it's the exact same kind of technology. And you go, well, I just use it to check my email or play some games once in a while. Nobody can whoop me at solitaire. I crushed it on Candy Crush. I don't care what you have it for. If you got a computer in your house, they are monitoring you. Just like the cell phone, the computer too is one of the biggest big brother devices ever invented in the history of mankind. Oh, that's right. Who paid for the thing? Yeah, we bought it and brought it into our house. Which means they're able to monitor us. Again, even your house is not safe. Why didn't you listen to Jesus? And let me demonstrate the ways that they're doing that with our computers. And the first one is data tracking. Just like the cell phone, folks, the computers are doing it. Now, listen to this. Let me creep you out. Quote, every search you perform online. How many? Every search you perform online, including on Google, goes into a giant database. A huge giant database, which is then used to keep and build a profile on you of our habits, our interests, our likes, and all that stuff. Not only Facebook and the social media stuff that we saw before, not only with the cell phone and the media giants and all that stuff as we saw last week, but listen, internet search engines track every single link, everything that you click on, everything that you search for, okay? And part of the rationale, just like we saw last time with the cell phone, is this gives us information to learn information about you so we can give you those targeted ads. And this is another reason, just like with the cell phone, while you're on your computer, okay, and the next thing you know, you're looking for something in Hawaii, right? You go to another page, and all of a sudden, what's up there on the side? Plane tickets to Hawaii, discounts to this place in Hawaii. How'd you know? And it happens in real time. Just like the cell phone, the computers are doing the same thing, okay? In fact, folks, they're even blunt about it, that they're tracking, listen, everything we do on the computer, everything. And they're storing all of it in a huge database. In fact, they're blunt about it. Google even admits, hey, just let us know if you want to see how much we're tracking. We'll send you an email so you can check it out yourself. Watch this. This is crazy.
Google will now let you see everything that you've searched for. Over the weekend, an unofficial Google blog highlighted the new feature. To find everything that you've ever searched for, users should go to Google Web History, click the gear icon, and click Download, and then create an archive of your search history data, the web company promises. And then in a few moments, it sends an email with downloadable cache of data about people's past searches.
Not just people's past searches. Who does that include? Your past searches? My past searches? Everybody's past searches. Did you know that? I don't know that I gave them permission of that. Maybe on that size 2 font that we never read. We technically did. I don't know. But, oh, and did you notice what he said? Not just some activity, not just some random slice they decided to take as a testing strip. All computer activity is being monitored and stored. Now, one of the ways that they monitor literally everywhere we go, everything we search for, okay, is these devices called cookies. Have you heard about those? Now, just to clarify, for those of you who don't get freaked out and say, well, I'll never go back to that church, these are not those nifty desserts that we give away, those circular devices embedded with chocolate chips, okay, to visitors who come to Sunrise. Just want to clarify, right? That's not, we don't give out those kind of cookies, okay? Although we put microchips in them to track you. No, I'm just kidding. We know what you're up to, right? Anyway, these are the electronic cookies. That's the word that they use for them. Electronic cookies that, listen, they put on your computer to listen, secretly track your every move. And this is mind-blowing, folks. I don't think a cookie is basically a spy, is what it is. Right? How many guys say, man, I can't wait to wake up today and have a bunch of spies follow me around watching everything I do? Well, that is actually what's going on the computer. It's just called cookies. And believe it or not, folks, in just even a week, let's say you just got a brand spanking new computer and you just brought it into your house. Within 1 week of just average general search usage of the computer, within 1 week, you could have as many as 10,000 spies watching your every move. And then it just keeps to build from there on out. Watch this.
Chrome lets web trackers follow you around in a way that might freak you out in the real world. Imagine you're just out browsing, minding your own business. But from the very first place you visit, you get joined by one of these. A cookie. He belongs to an advertising network or data tracker. In other words, he's a spy. What's pesky about cookies is they stick with you, allowing nosy companies to tag along to all the other places you browse. The more places you go, the more cookies you collect. They're how a pair of pants you look at in one shop end up following you around everywhere you go. Tracker cookies come from lots of companies you've probably never heard of. But the number one cookie baker is Google, the same company that makes the number one web browser, Chrome.
Could I get a drip coffee?
Drip coffee?
Google makes most of its money by targeting ads. So no wonder Google doesn't do much to stop the surveillance. You never know where you'll find a cookie. Over time, cookies help data companies build profiles of your interests, income, favorite places, and personality. These profiles can shape what you see online, including the prices you get charged for products. In a week of regular web browsing, you might get tagged by more than 10,000 third-party cookies.
What do you say? In 1 week, how many of those things? Spies are watching your every move? Following you from page to page? 10,000. Did you notice how the price has changed? Has that ever happened to you? That's happened to me several different times. And the way I fooled it is I jumped on a different computer or did it on your cell phone. But they actually begin to build a profile. And they see you repeatedly go into something like, I'm searching for airline tickets. You notice the prices all of a sudden start going up? You were just there 15 minutes ago. They change the prices based on your profile. That's supposed to be legal? But anyway, so I'm not making this up, folks, okay? And think about this. In just a week, 10,000? Wait a second. How long have you had your computer? So not just tens of thousands, but it would be easy to say not just even hundreds of thousands, but how many millions of spies are following you around now on your computer? How long have you had that thing? Oh, I wonder why it's running so slow. That's how many spies you got monitoring everything. Folks, this is just, I'm just sharing news reports. There is no wacky conspiracy theory here. The same thing with the cell phone, they're doing it with the computer, okay? And here's the point. Hey, that's right, I don't need Jesus. I don't need to get saved. You Christians are a bunch of wackos. I'm going to throw away the cell phone. I'm just going to haul my way up here in the house, and I'm just going to be on my computer and just, you know, keep in track of what the Antichrist is up to, and I'll avoid the whole thing. Are you kidding me? They're going to know everything about you. They're building that profile on you. And I'll get to it in a second. They're even going to know who you are, your likes, your dislikes, including whether or not you're going to worship the Antichrist or you're going to be one of those resistors who try to flee. And they'll come get you. It's already being done. Already building that kind of profile just in time for the seven-year tribulation. Now, it's not just the social media folks that are doing this. It's not just Google and these internet companies that are doing this, folks. Believe it or not, the government is monitoring everything we do on the computer as well. Okay, now their guys is not to, you know, sell your products and build this profile on you and to help you out in case you can't click on Hawaii tickets. They're doing it under the guise of safety. See, if we monitor everything you do, we'll catch those terrorist people. Well, that means everybody gets monitored. Where's the freedom in that? And if you don't think the government's doing it, they already are. It's been going on for years, folks. Let's take a look at just one example.
British intelligence has been running a secret mass surveillance program that tracks people's internet browsing around the world. It's emerged from new documents leaked by whistleblower Edward Snowden. The program's codenamed Karma Police, and it analyzes web users' online habits by tracking which websites they visit. It also logs which radio stations they listen to, and it traces them on social media and their search history. Then it puts all this data together and cross-checks it to build a web profile of individuals and to identify suspicious activities.
Including somebody who's acting suspicious in the seven-year tribulation, trying to hide out in their house. They never come out, you know. Our satellites haven't picked them up in a while. And folks, it's already here building profiles. It's not coming. It's already in place. They're going to know your likes. They're going to know your dislikes. And not they're going to. They already do. They're going to know your tendencies. They're going to know, frankly, you better than you. And you combine that with a cell phone, now with a computer. Folks, we are already in a file. And if you think the British government is the only one doing this, man, you are kidding yourself, right? I got this chicken ranch out back I'm going to sell you. Yeah, you know that ain't true. Okay, but our own government's doing it. Governments around the world, this is happening on a global basis. But it gets even worse than that. There's now, and we're starting to see this in the news. And I think even as a church, we've been targeted personally by us trying to share the truth. But now it's starting to come out for those of you on your computer, and if there's monitoring you in real time, if they don't like what you're researching, if they don't like what you're reporting, if they don't like what you're trying to share with other people, they will come and take you out in your own home. Like what happened with this lady. Watch this.
Cheryl Akeson was a CBS News reporter investigating the Obama administration when she discovered last year that two of her computers were repeatedly hacked. After meeting with a confidential source at a McDonald's, he told her he was shocked and flabbergasted by his examination of her computer. A consultant hired by CBS confirmed the hacking. The intruders deleted some files, accessed others, including one on the Benghazi attack. Once, her iMac began wiping out files at hyperspeed before her eyes.
Numerous independent analysts have confirmed what we had said earlier, the unauthorized intrusions by sophisticated entities of both my work computer and my home.
Oh, wait a second. What was that last word there? In her home. So not coming, but there's activity already taking place. If they don't like what you say negatively, what they consider negatively about a political ruler, what will they do? They will come and take you out, including in your own home, just in time for the seven-year tribulation. But it gets even worse than that. They're not just monitoring what we do on the computer, building those data profiles and a dossier on each of us and knowing us, frankly, better than we know ourselves in order, in case they need to round us up, apparently. But they're also monitoring us with the computer, just like the cell phone. I kid you not. You see, the second way we're being monitored by the computers is with these built-in microphones. The built-in microphones on the computer. They got them, believe it or not. Whether you realize it or not, did you know your computer has a built-in microphone? Just like your cell phone, folks. And you say, oh, come on, I can see the cell phone. Yeah, they're actually listening to every word you say on your computer, okay? And I'm not making it up, okay? And granted, you may not see it there, but these microphones are always on, always listening to everything you share. In fact, this guy gives a very easy demonstration of them listening to you in real time as you just sit there at your computer. Watch this.
Today I'm going to be doing a live test to see if Google is always listening on your microphone. Okay, this has been in the news just in the last few days a lot because of Mark Zuckerberg. He's been addressing Congress and the Senate in the United States here. Answering a lot of questions about user privacy, and particularly one question has been coming up a couple of times, which is whether or not Facebook is always listening with the microphones to better target advertising to you. I can't speak it out loud yet because we got to do a test first, but this is the subject we're going to talk about, okay? So I think I can start talking about that subject now. I got to close everything first, okay? So, all right, so dog toys. Well, I'm going to be searching for, I mean, I want to buy some dog toys for my dog, okay? Because I love my dog, and he deserves all the best toys in the world, so maybe we can find him some really nice toys for dogs. I think that'd be nice. Maybe some Kongs would be good, or some plush animals for, maybe some dog toys near me. Maybe some black or red ones. I don't know what colors dogs care about, but they probably like colored dog toys from time to time. Let's see, a little weasel or something, or a dog bed would be good. Just something he can chew on, you know, dog toys near me, or affordable dog toys. That'd be really good for me, because as a consumer, I'm looking for the most affordable items that I can get for my pooch. And yeah, dog toys are what I'm the most interested in right now. If I were to buy something right now, it would be dog toys. If I had some money right in my wallet, I'd take it out and give it to whoever is selling dog toys, is what I'm trying to say. All right, guys, I think that's plenty. So let's go ahead and get back online, and first website up. Oh my! It's right there! Holy! Everybody burn your microphones! Oh no. There's dog toys right here! So let's click on that ad and see where it takes us. Pricefalls.com. Dog toys. Well, everybody, I think that is conclusive evidence that your microphones are literally always listening.
On your computer. Not just a cell phone, but your computer. Which you have at home. You know, the place you said you don't need Jesus, you don't need to get saved. I'm just going to be saved here and they can't find me. Crazy. But that's just half of it. Just like the cell phone, folks, it's being repeated. Remember, a cell phone is just a sophisticated, smaller computer, right? But the third way we're being monitored is through the webcams. Who's watching who, right? Is what really is going on. Now, again, whether you realize it or not, the ability to watch people on their computers is going on. Just like the cell phones we saw last week. Okay? And it's not just happening. It's been happening for quite some time. In fact, I think people have been conditioned to it. In fact, some people look at it as a source of entertainment. Okay? There are actually whole YouTube channels of people who are hacking into other people's randomly across the world, their webcams, not just watching them, but recording what they're watching via their webcams, the other people's webcams, and then putting it up on YouTube, and you could watch what they're watching, unbeknownst to these people. Now, one of the terms they have for these people, these entertainment sources apparently, is called RATTERS, RATTERS. RAT, of course, stands for remote access tools. And so they're remotely accessing anybody's webcam, okay? Now, we saw last week that, quote, this is not some conspiracy theory, okay? Even, quote, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook admitted, quote, that he places tape over his webcam on his computer. Remember that? Well, I wonder why. Well, maybe it's because Mr. Zuckerberg knows something that we don't or don't want to admit. This is not conspiracy theory. This is not some tinfoil wearing hat, folks. It's not paranoia. Even the secular researchers are now saying, you know what? Probably a good thing to do to cover up, put some tape on your webcam. Watch this.
It's not actually paranoia. We do see cases where people will get onto your computer and activate your camera and will look at what you're doing. We see that quite a lot, actually. You know, Mark Zuckerberg is the type of person that would probably be targeted for business reasons or even from other governments to understand what he's doing, where he wants to go, what his business plans are. They do all sorts of things. They take screenshots of your of what's going on. We've had cases where the people arrested actually and have gone to prison for taking pictures of people in their bedroom and then blackmailing them with that information, you know, and having people when they're getting changed, they take those pictures and then they blackmail those people. So not just on your computer, even on your home cameras, you know, you might have baby monitors or security cameras in your home. Hackers can break into those and can actually see the stream of video from inside your home. So it's not really paranoia at all. You probably should cover your camera.
And the camera was on your computer. Oh, did you see that little dig there? He says it wasn't just the webcams on your computers. It was any camera that you got in your house. Lord willing, we'll get to that next week. Hey, by the way, notice, again, this is in your home, you know, where you thought was safe. And they're not just listening, they're watching you through this device. And have you noticed that it used to be an option? Remember the days when you had to pay extra to get an external peripheral, it's called, for a webcam? Not anymore. You know what's so convenient? Basically all new laptops and even the desktop monitors you get nowadays, what do they automatically have built into them? Cameras, webcams. So you got one, most likely, whether you wanted one or not. Interesting. In fact, folks, I just want to demonstrate to you that this is so commonplace nowadays, has nothing to do with the wacky conspiracy theory, that people are really doing this for entertainment. In fact, this guy I'm about to show you, he's doing it just because he thinks it's funny. He wanted to prank his friends. Watch how easy it is for, quote, the average Joe to hack into somebody's computer and watch their every move. Take a look at this one.
Every time I turn around, there's something else in the news about the government spying on us. And hackers can even hack into your webcam and spy on you in the privacy of your own home through your own computer. I decided it might be fun to put this to the test, so I'm going to go spy on my own friends and family members today and see how they feel when they find out someone is watching them. Okay, we're live. Okay, we're in. She has no idea. We're hacked into her webcam.
I've never seen that room before, so I have no idea where he is. He's like, I'm gonna call him. I hope he has his phone. If he doesn't have his phone with him, this is gonna screw it up. He's got his phone.
Jack.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm home. Yeah, I'm in Idaho.
You gotta try something different, man. Something like some kind of a brand name product for your lips.
What?
Stop biting your nails.
Did you hear me putting chapstick on?
Yeah, I heard the cap coming off or something, or the cap going back on, okay. Or something. Write this down. Do you have a pen or something?
Yeah, I actually got one in my hand.
That flower's a pen, isn't it? Isn't that flower a pen?
Yeah, it is. How did you know?
Know what?
That it was a flower pen.
Are you here?
You just turned a page. I saw. What are those?
Are you, what? Can you see me?
Huh?
Can you see me?
Can I see you? What is that supposed to mean? You don't need to get on your knees, just pick it up. Yeah, that's the one. The one you're pointing at that you just touched.
Yeah.
You love that flower, don't you? How does that feel against your lips?
Why are you laughing? How did you know that? Dude, what is so funny? How did you know that I have a flower? Jack, how did you know I have a flower pen in my hand?
We're looking at you through your webcam, Christian. We're looking at you through your webcam.
How did you get into that? What did I just do?
What does that say? Laugh? In cursive? What it?
You guys are doing a video? How did you do that?
That is so creepy. How did you know how to do that?
And if that guy, if you will, the average Joe, knows how to do it, do you think the professionals are going to have any trouble? Let's fast forward to that horrible time frame. Do you think the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to have any trouble? Of all places, why did Jesus call it out not once but twice? Your house is not going to be safe. The point, if you're hearing this today, before the seven-year tribulation begins, the only safe place is right there, through the cross of Jesus Christ. Don't give in to the lie, man, that you're going to build this safe shelter. I don't care where it is, what you call it. Even your own home, it ain't going to happen. All this computer technology combined with the cell phone technology is ensuring that all people across the globe are going to be monitored at all times. There is no way of escape. Take the one and only way out right now through Jesus Christ. That's the whole point. But it leads to this, and that's the fourth way, is with bogus media. And this is what I have as a crone theory, but I don't think I'm too far off on this. You see, with all this computer technology, which you combined again what we saw last week with the cell phone technology, now as we saw today with the computer technologies, these guys are listening and watching everything we do. But they're not just listening and watching, they're taking all this information on us, all of our likes, our dislikes, they already have built profiles on it. So they're going to know, I believe, who the resistors are in the 7-year tribulation, right? Your behavior is not going to escape their notice. They already know if you're going to have a tendency to be a sheeple and go along with the system and worship the Antichrist, or you're going to be one of those resistors who's going to try. They already know everything you've ever bought to try to create this bug out shelter, right? They're going to know, right? But there you are. Unfortunately, you're not listening to Jesus. You didn't get saved. You're still trying to hide out in your house. All they have to do with this same computer technology is to create some bogus media on you, right, to have you say and do something that makes you look like a really bad guy, and then the public will outcry for them to go get them at their house. Now, if you think that computer technology is not here, it is. And I want to demonstrate that. Folks, the technology, you've heard of Photoshop, right? And we're used to that. And we have warnings about that. And we even say stuff like that. Man, that looks really freaky. There's a whale that gave birth to a cat. It's got a cat head on a whale. It's probably Photoshop. Okay, don't fall for that. But we say that in joke. But, you know, some stuff we're going, man, that looks real, but I'm not sure. That might be Photoshopped. Well, so we're used to them manipulating photos. But, folks, now they can Photoshop your voice. And they literally could type in a phrase and have you, with your voice, say things you never said. Watch this. This is crazy.
Let's hear from Zayu about Photoshop voiceovers.
Hello, everyone. You guys have been making weird stuff online with photo editing. Well, we'll do the next thing today. Let's do something to human speech, like changing what you have said in your wedding. So, let's get on to it. Well, I have obtained this piece of audio where there's Michael Key talking to Peel about his feeling after getting nominated. There's a pretty interesting joke here, so let's just hear it.
But she's a...
Oh, no, out of here.
I jumped out of the bed, and I kissed my dogs and my wife in that order.
Yeah, so how about we mess with who he actually kissed? So as you can see, we have the audio waveform above it, and we have the text under it. And when we play back, the text and the audio should play back at the same time. So let's try it.
And I kissed my wife and my dogs.
Woo! Wait. Here's more. We can actually type something that's not here. So I heard that on that day, Michael actually kissed our Jordan. So,
sorry.
To recover the truth, let's do it. So let's remove the word "my" here.
Your secret's out, Jordan.
And just type the word "Jordan."
Ooh.
And here we go.
And I kissed Jordan and my dogs.
Well,
you a witch. Yeah. You a demon.
Oh yeah, I have a magic. And the last magic I'm gonna show you guys is we're not just going to do with words. We can actually type small phrases. So let's say, okay. So we remove those words and we do three times.
Oh.
And play back.
And I kissed Jordan three times.
You can get in big trouble for something like this.
And so could anyone else that they wanted to have say something they never said. Technology not coming, it's already here. Over the counter, you can buy it. Words coming out, it's not just taking the existing phrase and then manipulating it. It's having them actually say words with their own voice. You just type in what you want them to say. And if you were looking at trying to make somebody into a bad guy and have an excuse to go round them up at their home, wouldn't this technology be great? But see, that's only half of the selling point, right? Because, you know, people say, well, that's what they said, but, you know, I need to see it with their face. Well, folks, you've been paying attention to the other concern that's going on out there. Even our own government is getting very concerned about this. They're called deepfake videos. And now the same computer technology can manipulate your voice and make you say things you never said. They can actually match it perfectly to your face, your facial expressions, and make you say it with your own mouth. In fact, full body shots as well. Watch this.
From the moment we wake up, an unending stream of videos competes for our attention. But how good are you at spotting a fake? The so-called deep fakes can be awfully convincing.
This was very truly surprising for me.
You've probably seen Jennifer Lawrence at the Golden Globes, and this deep fake makeover with Steve Buscemi's face combined over hers.
This was very truly surprising for me.
If you didn't know the real Jennifer Lawrence, you might be convinced this is real. But get this, creating faked photos and videos is actually very easy. Some apps let users feed in hundreds of thousands of images to create a fake video, like adding Nicolas Cage's face to movies he was never in. Scarlett Johansson has slammed hackers for posting her face on a porn actor in a video. Or this video of a researcher seemingly changing President Bush's facial expressions. Look closely. Is that really President Obama lacing a speech with profanities?
See, I would never say these things. At least not in a public address. But someone else would. Someone. Like Jordan Peele.
To show how easily it can be done, cybersecurity expert Teresa Payton used video on me talking about the SpaceX launch.
Absolutely.
Then laid someone else's face over mine using a program free on the internet.
So we could actually take a topic you were talking about that's completely different, mash it up and make you say something in the real newscast that maybe you said something was positive. We could actually turn it into a negative.
Teresa's videos were done using crude programs available for free on the internet. Already, much more sophisticated software makes it difficult to tell what's real and what's not. The concern now, foreign governments with deep pockets could flood American social media with deep fakes to influence voters in the next election.
Changing photos and history used to be tedious and technical. In this photo, Stalin had a secret police official removed from photos when he fell out of favor. Hollywood has had the wherewithal for decades to produce computer-generated fakes, like in the movie Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks meeting with John F. Kennedy.
I believe he said he had to go pee.
Now fast forward to where we are today in the last few years, we've seen a whole new generation of fake content.
In the meantime, the fakes are getting ever more sophisticated.
So there's a lot happening very, very quickly right now.
Fareed shows us the cutting-edge research that's been publicly discussed in the field. The newest iterations of fake videos are not only headshots that are being manipulated, but actually full-body manipulation. And one of these fake videos includes me. I'm not a very good dancer. Let's just say, I'm no Bruno Mars. Well, actually, I can be. Detector Pose software scans Mars movements and then renders my video to make my limb movements match his. The dance video was synthesized by three Berkeley students and overseen by a computer science professor.
So what you do is you feed into the system a whole bunch of images of the person you want to retarget on the right. You have somebody who is the puppet master on the left, and it synthesizes whatever you want. And then I superimpose into that a voice synthesis of President Putin, President Trump, whomever it is. Imagine the following scenario. Video is produced of Donald Trump saying, I've just launched nuclear weapons against North Korea. That video goes onto Twitter and goes viral in 30, 60 seconds. North Korea responds in another 60 seconds before anybody figures out that the video is fake. How are we going to believe anything anymore that we see?
Man, I guess President Trump was right when he kept talking about the fake news, fake media. Which, by the way, I'm hoping this would never happen, but let me just get this out in public. If anywhere they're out in the public arena, YouTube, I don't care where it is, if you ever come across any video of me saying anything positive about chicken, that's a deep fake video. Right? Let's just settle it right now, because you know people are going to be tempted now after exposing this technology, okay? Well, folks, this is all going on, right? Right now. I mean, and again, you think the perfect tool for the perfect setup to get rid of anybody, to have an excuse to go round them up. You could make anybody on the planet not just say, but look, speak, their whole body, making any kind of movement, and it looks real. You could turn anybody into a terrorist, a bad guy, and take them out. Not coming, it's already here. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. I'm not recommending this movie because it's R-rated. But back in the 80s, the late 80s, there was a movie called The Running Man. Remember that show? Right? Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? John's brother. Remember that, John? Yeah, you can pay me later. But anyway, that's right. But basically, if you're familiar with that premise, The Running Man show in the late 80s is when this was made. But it featured a totalitarian state society, right? And they basically, the premise was they took a video of Arnold, who was a good guy, okay, in the movie. They manipulated the video. They made him out to be a bad guy. He was this dangerous terrorist killer. And they replayed that video over and over again in the media, and then it gave them an excuse to go haul him up, haul him away, and basically force him to play the running game, running man game thing. Okay, so that was the premise. Now, what's wild is when I looked that movie up, it was made in the 1980s, late 1980s, but of course it was a futuristic science fiction movie. I kid you not. Do you know what the date was that they picked in the late 80s that this Running Man scenario was supposed to be taking place? 2019. Hit it on the head with this technology, right? And again, that's, folks, what they have the ability to do right now. And dare I say, a lot better than what they showed in that movie premise, okay? To brainwashing people to think it's true. And the way they do it is they don't just create the video, but then they take it to all the news outlets on a global basis, and they play it over and over and over and over again. And it brainwashes people and say, well, I mean, how do you deny it came right out of his mouth. I saw it with my own eyes. And he's a terrorist. He's a bad guy. Go round him up in his home. And if you think that last part about them playing the same goofball news, fake news thing over and over again, if the news outlets aren't reading off some fake generated script isn't coming anytime soon, folks, you better wake up. It's already here. You tell me if it's not all interconnected, saying the same old fake generated script. Watch this.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about troubling, one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets
Extremely dangerous to our democracy. Welcome to 2019 and the Running Man movie, science fiction movie, is now become our reality. All that is needed to instantly, I just need an excuse. We know the guy's hiding out in his house. He's a resistor. He'll never worship the Antichrist. We just need an excuse to go round him up. All the tools they need are already here, not coming. Oh, and by the way, that's in the 7-year tribulation, the premise. We leave at the rapture prior. Folks, time's running out. And that's why Jesus, wonderful statement, he says, when these things begin to take place, what do? Right? Stand up, lift up your heads, redemption is drawing near. He's coming back to get us. And he comes back to get the church first at the rapture before all this begins. That's not bad news. That's good news. So for you and I, this should be exciting. Woo-hoo! Last time I checked, going to heaven at the rapture, that's best case scenario, right? But that means that you and I got to stop procrastinating, stop being worldly, stop taking a vacation from our walk in service to Jesus Christ, stop going AWOL, get back on the front line, and get busy living for Him and telling other people there's a way out of this mess. That's what a loving Christian would do. And Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commands. But again, I don't know your heart. If you're here today, man, what more proof does, how much more does God got to shake you? If you're not saved, you need to get saved right now. If you're not sure, you need to be sure today. Because the rapture could happen today. And if you're left behind, you're going in there. Please, I beg you, don't make that mistake. Turn to Jesus now before it's too late. Amen?
Well, hi, this is Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries, and I hope you were blessed with this study. But in closing, let me ask you one final question. If you were to die today, are you sure that you go to heaven and not hell? Before you answer that, let me share a couple things that the Bible says. Did you know that the Bible says that God is holy and that we are not? And the wages of our sin or unholiness is death? In other words, we deserve to die and go straight to hell and be separated from God for all eternity. This is the great cosmic dilemma. God, who is holy and we are not, how can we have a relationship with Him? The two will never mix. Now, to make matters worse, we don't even want to admit this, even though God already knows He's God. And so God, out of love, gave us something called the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were not something to just memorize or stick on your wall or give the appearance of being a religious person. The Ten Commandments were God's divine X-ray, if you will, into our heart and soul to reveal this truth that we need to admit. And that is this, that God is holy and that we are not. We are disqualified for heaven. So let's take a look at that divine X-ray that God's trying to get us to realize. The Ten Commandments, the ninth one says, you shall not bear false witness. That's lying. Okay. How many guys have ever told a lie? Raise your hand. Okay. Well, if you didn't raise your hand, you just did. You just told a lie because we've all done that. Well, that makes us a liar. Another Ten Commandment says that you shall not steal. Don't ever take anything without permission. How many of you guys have ever done that? Well, you guys already said you're a bunch of liars. All of our hands should have went up on that one. If we're being honest, God already knows. Folks, we've all taken something. We've stolen something, right? That makes us a thief. Another Ten Commandments says that you shall not use the Lord's name in vain. He's not just holy. Even His name is holy. Hey, folks, let's be honest. If you can believe it, even the name of Jesus Christ has been turned into a common cuss word. Well, the Bible says that's a sin of blasphemy. Now we're a blasphemer. The Bible says you shall not commit adultery. And Jesus said, here's His standard. Even if you look at another person with lust in your eye, you committed adultery in your heart. Wow, so now we're an adulterer. The Bible says you shall not murder. And you might think, well, hey, at least I haven't done that one. Really? Again, the Bible says that the sin of hatred, wishing somebody was dead, okay, that's the same thing. It's akin to the sin of murder. It's just you pulled the trigger in your heart, but God sees the heart. Hey, folks, that's just 5 out of 10. How are you doing? You still think you're going to get to heaven on your own? You still think that you're qualified, that you're holy like God, and you could bridge the gap and have a relationship with Him forever? I don't think so. I mean, what did we just see? You're going to stand before God, and so am I. We all are. And we're going to have to give an account for who we are. Hey, God, let me in. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm a blasphemer. I'm an adulterer. I'm a murderer. And the scripture is very clear, folks. Such people as these will not inherit the kingdom of God. We're in trouble. But folks, here's the good news. The Bible says that if we would just admit that, that's the first step, to admit that God is holy, that I'm not, I'm disqualified for heaven, I need a Savior. If we would admit that and then ask for the Savior to save us. That's what God was doing with Jesus. God gave us His Son, Jesus Christ. He took the death penalty in our place so that we could be completely forgiven of everything we've ever done and be made holy through Jesus, so that we can now have a relationship with God, both here and now and forever in heaven. We can become qualified. The word that the Bible uses is a word called pardon, that God is willing to pardon us of all of our sins and crimes that we've committed against Him and disqualified us for heaven, right? And we've actually seen this work in real life. For instance, there's been people who have committed crimes, gone to court, the gavel's been passed, the judge has said, hey, listen, we all know you're guilty, you even admit you're guilty, and for your crimes, you're going to not just jail, you're going to await in jail to go to the death penalty. And did you know that there actually is a way that somebody could get off of death row? It's called a pardon. The one in the authority, the governor, can grant what's called a pardon for that person's crimes, and they literally can go free. Not because of something they did, because the deeds are already done, you can't undo it. Not because they tried to clean up their act while they were stuck in the jail cell, because that doesn't change anything. But simply out of mercy, the person who has the authority can give them a pardon, and they can go free. And did you know it's actually on historical record that there have been people who have been granted a pardon from the death penalty, and they've refused to take it. And so even though the offer was there to be set free, they themselves still had to go to the death penalty. Folks, in a nutshell, that's what God's doing every single day with all of us this side of heaven. While you still have breath, you still have an opportunity to receive God's pardon. He's willing to forgive you of all your sins if you would just receive his pardon through Jesus Christ. Again, that's what he was doing on the cross. The cross was the death penalty of the day. But since we weren't there, and since we can't earn it, it's a gift from God, you have to receive that by faith. Reach out even today from your own spiritual jail cell, if you will, and say yes to Jesus and God's pardon so that you can be set free and go to heaven. The Bible says that if you will confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, you will be saved. Hey, folks, if that's you, don't delay. You may not even have tomorrow. Today could be your last day. Please accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confess with your mouth he is Lord. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the grave. And the Bible says you will be saved. Well, this has been Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries. If there's anything that we could do for you, our information and number will come up here shortly. And please don't hesitate to contact us. But remember, I hope to see you in heaven. God bless.